from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. It's about as frustrated as I've been. I mean, we have got to execute. You cannot have a 10-3 game in the seventh inning and give up 11 runs. It's just... we got to be better.
Why don't we take a listen to, did you see Shelton after the game? Paul, did you hear it?
I watched it.
He said he watched it.
I watched it on what do we call it now? Pittsburgh Sportsnet.
Sportsnet Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Sportsnet Pittsburgh. I watched it.
I hadn't seen him this frustrated, this flummoxed, this sort of snippy with reporters. In his whole career.
I mean, I think the toughest part about it is, in his defense, okay, and there's a lot of games that we can pick apart. There's a lot of games we can say, well, he didn't do this right or he didn't do that right. You have a 7-run lead. And Aroldis Chapman and David Bednar give up 8 runs together.
Yeah.
I mean, theoretically, those are your two best guys down there.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't even know how much of this whole thing is his fault. I honestly don't know, but surely some of it is. And the bottom line is it doesn't matter anymore. It's just, it's...
No, I agree. I'm just saying, yesterday...
It's just not survivable. I agree with you.
I don't think if you're a coach, you throw your players under the bus, you know, all the time. But I didn't have a problem with him saying we have to find a way to close out these games. You know, he didn't specifically mention Bednar or whatever, but...
No, he was asked about Bednar, and I thought...
Yeah.
Was blatantly honest about it. What stood out more to me, and let's play it now, is just the level of utter frustration and the little bit of snapping back at reporters, which I've never seen much of from Shelty in his entire time here. Here he was.
Joe, just a question for you before we get into it. You want the full Shelton or do you want the
cut-up
piece?
Yeah, let's hear the full.
Here's the full.
Yeah, he had no command of the secondary stuff. Had to throw fastballs, you know. I mean, we almost got out of it. Alika made a hell of a play, and we almost got out of it. IKF would have had to made a good play, but, I mean, we have to cover. We have a 10-3 lead in the seventh. We have to cover the game. Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating. It's about as frustrated as I've been. I mean, we have got to execute. You cannot have a 10-3 game in the seventh inning and give up 11 runs. It's just, we got to be better. I don't know about the last three, but today, I mean, it's right up there. I mean, I don't know if I've been as pissed as I am right now.
Will Bednar continue to see?
I don't know what we're going to do with Bednar right now, Noah. probably a little fresh.
Hold on. Hold on. That was the Noah Constrictor piping in on Bednar.
Do we have him today by any chance? Noah Constrictor? That was tremendous.
What did he ask? What are they going to do? What are they going to do with Bednar?
Yeah, what are you going to do with Bednar?
We were asking that question in April. Go back to that and the Noah Constrictor getting his talk about getting the head of the snake there. Sheltie stepped right on it. Let's hear that one again. Can we limits?
I don't know what we're going to do with Bednar right now, Noah. Probably a little fresh.
Probably a little fresh.
A little fresh there. Salt in the wound.
But the Noah Constrictor came back for more. Let's keep playing it.
He did a good job. He threw the ball to the right base. I mean, he made a good throw to the plate. You know, he's going to have to learn how to long hop. I mean, it kind of short hopped. But, I mean, the other times he threw the ball to the right base, he had, what, two fly balls. He did a nice job. Yeah, Skeen should have been back there. You know, it's one of those things, like, not having looked at the replay of the hop. I mean, we probably got to give him a longer hop. But like we talked about with O'Neill, there's going to be growing pains in terms of learning how to use that. Who's that? O'Neill, yeah, he's been good. I mean, he had four hits yesterday, sacrificed fly. I mean, offensively, he's been swinging about. He's had a really good month, you know, overall. He swung the bat really well. Yeah, I mean, I don't speculate on that. Don't speculate on what we're going to catch and what we're not going to catch.
What did you guys like more about the matchup against that court compared to...
Just the fact it's right on right. You know, Crow Armstrong has handled about a ball at the top of the zone.
Is there an update on Robbie?
Both he and Yaz came out just with heat, just heat-related stuff. I'm not washing it. My concern level is we got to finish games. We look at the games we've lost in August. It's because we have not finished games. I mean, how many of these games have we had the lead? How many of these games have we been one strike away, one pitch away? So, yeah, we got to figure out how to finish games. No, there's no complacency. It's execution. We got it.
That was Gormie the Owl, who also, Sheltie's going after all the animals. The Noah Constrictor, Gormie the Owl.
It was Mackie, the Mackie planner, that asked the first question that really lit the planner on fire.
What did Gormie just ask?
Complacency, it's execution.
How about complacency?
We got to execute. We're not executing. If you don't execute at the end of games, you don't win games. That's what's happened to us in August. It's what we did a really good job of in June and July, so we need to figure it out.
You think all those close games in June and July?
Here comes the Noah Constrictor
we play close games
again.
All the time. I mean, you would hope it would.
Go back. The Noah Constrictor came back for more, Paul. He asked it all those. What did he ask it
all? What he asked was all the times that the bullpen was used at the beginning of the season and the middle portion of the season. Do you think that's the reason why they're taxed right now and not being able to effectively pitch?
So he recoiled at the first one when Sheltie stepped on his head, but he came back and had one more bite in him. Let's hear that again.
No.
You think all those close games in June, July kind of taxed your bullpen?
Nah, we play close games all the time. I mean, and you would hope it would prepare them for something like that instead of tax them because we've been in those situations.
Grandal?
Yeah, I think we'll find out. It was a heat, you know, like a heat-related thing. I thought he did a good job. I mean, he struggled early, you know, and gave up the runs and then had to sit for three long innings because of the fact offensively we had a really good game. And then we extended the lead. I mean, that's a time where you should be able to take a guy out where you're trying to make sure that, you know, you're being thoughtful about his innings with the lead that we had. And that's a game we have to finish, and we didn't finish it.
Wow. I hadn't heard him quite like that, but that was equal parts eye-opening and sort of entertaining in a way, Paul, I have to say.
I was in a Dave Wannstedt press conference once where Kevin Gorman, Gormie the Owl, asked him something he didn't like, and he came and answered and said, "You do understand that, right, Kevin?"
Who said that?
Moani. So for the rest of the season, we gave anytime you know, we wanted to bust Kevin's chops, we'd be like, "You do understand that, right, Kevin?" So
we've all been there. You got to come back for more. I love the Noah Constrictor.
Yes,
I love that.
What
guy.
Did he say? No. Yeah, we haven't decided anything, Noah, or whatever. What did he say? We haven't decided anything, Noah.
Oh, this is good. Pete Prisco thinks the Steelers are going to be the worst team in the division, Paul. Did you see that?
Why is that?
I don't know what we're going to do with Bednar right now, Noah.
Because of their roster, their quarterbacks, their injuries, their schedule. That's not that outlandish of a prediction, is it? I think they'll be third in the division.
Well, I don't know what Cincinnati's going to be, especially with what's going on with Ja'Marr Chase in, out. Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? What's going on with him?
Sounds like he's going to sign.
His defense, their defense, you know, they rebuild it, but we'll see what happens. The Browns, it's 100% about, you know, Deshaun Watson.
Who just restructured his deal. Yeah, I think the Steelers will finish ahead of the Browns. I still think, in spite of all the stuff we're saying today, that they could win 10 games with Russell Wilson. But man, all of a sudden, over the last week to 10 days, with the offensive line situation, the Atlanta game becomes a lot trickier. Plus, the Falcons made some interesting additions to their team late here. 412-928-9370. We have John Parrotto coming up in the show. We have
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Chris Carter talking about Pitt football, college football in general, Jeff Hathorn. Paul, we're going to have to take a turn here. We're going to do a little college football time capsule coming up next.
Are we going to have a college football music playing underneath it?
Oh, I have it.
Let's do it.
Well, at least we can play that, huh? Let's do it. Yes,
we're
correct.
Allowed to play that.
Fan Twitter.
Just got to make sure that we're done by 1:51 and 35 seconds.
Brought to you, well, of course, we started today at 10:04. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We want you back after this to talk more Pittsburgh sports. This can be a very stressful time of year. Don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. Very simple to schedule, and you're in very good hands with the experts at UPMC. Really important stuff. Get your heart checked. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Paul, you have a new flow read coming up here momentarily. So let's dive into college football. You can sort of feel football in the air here, and we're going to get started. West Virginia, Penn State, Pitt, all in action, two of them against each other in Morgantown this weekend. Let's do predictions. We got all kinds of over and unders. We're going to get it all on the record so we can hear how horrible we did come late November. We'll do that next. Well, isn't this incrinculent? Kevin Cruz from Cruz's Barbecue has joined us in studio here, and he came carrying two nice little buckets of ribs. This is unbelievable, Paul. Are you eating these things? They're phenomenal.
I just crushed three of them.
Kevin will be at Ribfest down at Acrisure Stadium today through Sunday. Kevin, we appreciate you joining us. You're the owner of this this place, and man, are these ribs good. Till Monday? It's till Monday. Holy bird milk.
Yeah.
All right, today until Monday is Ribfest. What's the secret to these things? When did you start? This is amazing.
I started doing barbecue back in 2017, and I've been, you know, selling a lot of ribs and working on my rubs and sauces, and I think I finally mastered it.
I think so, too.
And I can give you some of the best ribs you'll eat.
So you do, you said you don't have a brick and mortar store, but you travel all over the place to these kinds of festivals, right? How many weekends a year are you gone doing this?
I try to get out there almost every weekend during the summer months when it's nice out. I try to, you know, make sure that I stay busy and give the people what they want.
Kevin is a Ringgold guy. You're the Joe Montana of ribs, I would say, at this point. and we'll be able to find you pretty easily down at Acrisure from today through Monday.
Yes, sir. Big yellow sign says Cruz's Barbecue right next to the corn, man.
Right next to the corn man.
Yes.
Right next to the corn.
Now, what do your ribs, are you specially, those were what, St. Louis style?
Yeah.
Do you have a couple different styles that you sell there, or do you, for a festival, you try and just have one?
Yeah, for festivals, I kind of stick with the St. Louis style. That's what usually all of us ribbers try to stay with the St. Louis style ribs.
Meaning what?
They're just like thicker bone, you know, thicker bone, a lot meatier.
Well, I think I'm going to eat 10 more of them right about now.
So wait, when you say St. Louis style, that's not about the sauce.
No.
Okay, so you have other sauces.
Yeah, well, I have one sauce that I've mastered. It's like a sweet and tangy type of barbecue sauce.
Right.
That's what I pretty much go with. That's my secret sauce.
Oh, okay. So I was so confused. I thought St. Louis style was actually about the sauce. It's not. It's about the actual ribs.
Right, right.
So those ones we ate that were really, really thick and meaty like that. Now, how long do you have to get ready? Like today, tonight it starts at what, 6 o'clock or something tonight?
Oh, yeah, we started, setup was Tuesday. We started Tuesday and then Wednesday, and then Thursday is our big day, grand opening.
But I mean, in terms of like being able to cook your ribs, how long do you just cook them all day long?
I cook the whole time I'm down there. There's always some slabs in the smoker.
What else do you have? Sides? You have any sides with your?
Yeah, we have some of the best mac and cheese you'll probably eat. Also, multiple cheeses, about five different cheeses in there. Baked mac and cheese, got a nice smoke flavor.
I'll be there. I'll be there one of those days. Kevin, we appreciate you taking the time to come in here, and especially bringing us your ribs. They're awesome.
Thank you.
So it's Cruz's Barbecue. And by the way, you will be, Ribfest is tonight, starting at 6.
Starting at 4.
Oh, starts at 4 tonight.
Yeah.
And then it goes all the way through Monday, Labor Day. Joe, do you go down there every year? I go down there at least once during the 4 days. I go down there. And I'll tell you what I love is that you're next to the corn, because I love the corn much.
Yeah, that's a good spot to be, next to the corn, man. We all love that corn.
Yeah, the street corn is unbelievable. It really
Children
is.
Of the corn.
So where will you go next week? Do you got a place to go next week?
Next week, after this week, I'm probably going to take a chill week, you know, and then probably keep going out.
All right. Well,
Red Fest gets kind of hectic. It gets real crazy.
I know. It's insane down there, but that's good.
Yep.
Well, good for you, and congratulations, and good luck with everything, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I should add real quick, Ribfest today. Tomorrow, the Clarks are playing at Ribfest.
There you go.
So, Saturday, obviously, you've got the Pitt game. Sunday, you got a street party with DJ Petey. And then Billy Price on Monday, along with the Cornhole Classic. Do you think you could beat the
Corn guys will be there, too, Paul. You like that horse, Kevin?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you,
Thanks
guys.
For stopping
I appreciate
in.
You.
We appreciate you. That'll be quite a time, as it always is, at Ribfest down at Acrisure Stadium today, this afternoon through Monday. All right, Paul. Are you ready for a little college football? Your son played it. You covered it. You ready to predict it? You ready to prognosticate here?
Yeah. I mean, let's do it.
Why not? Here
Absolutely.
We go.
Let's do it.
Oh, thank you, Limitless Wonder. Let's do our predictions first. Why don't we? Let's start with Penn State. And this is a year where a lot of people think that Penn State will go to the playoff. Very talented roster. Waiting to see what the quarterback does here in year two. A pretty favorable schedule. Jim Harbaugh's gone. Michigan's not even on the schedule, although maybe this year you wanted them on the schedule. They have two ranked teams at number 23 USC and home against Ohio State. What's going to be their record, Paul? And what is their fate?
Well, I will say this. There are no divisions in the Big Ten now. Most people don't know that yet, but there are no divisions in the Big Ten, which means you could lose to Ohio State and still get to the championship game, and that's exactly what I'm going to predict. I predict that the Nittany Lions will be 11-1. They will get to the Big Ten championship game and probably lose a second time to Ohio State, and then they will be in the 12-team playoff. That's my prediction. I think that I just don't see anybody on their schedule that's going to beat them. And I'll even throw this in the time capsule real quick.
Please.
The West Virginia Penn State line began at like 12.
Yeah. It might have begun at 15 way back.
Yeah.
When.
It's now down to 8. Now we're into stealing money territory.
Ooh.
As I
stealing
think that
Penn, money.
I think that
Crowley's Penn, not going to like this.
I think Penn State covers with relative ease the 7 or 8.
All right. I'm going to go next here. I think that Penn State is going to finish a disappointing 9-3 and miss the college playoff. How do you like that, Paulie Pavilion?
Wow.
I think they got back-to-back games, although there's a week off between them, at number 23 USC and at Wisconsin, followed by Ohio State. That's a tough little gauntlet. And I'm not even sure they're going to get through the West Virginia game. I think the Fighting Crowleys might have something for them. I really do. And I think in the end, there also may be an upset somewhere along the line. I think 9-3 and they missed the playoff. I'm not convinced on Drew Aller as a quarterback. I'm just not. Maybe it was the coordinator. Maybe it was inexperience. But after he riddled West Virginia, which admittedly after the game said, that's the way we played. Like, we're not going to have anybody back. And if he beats us over the top, good for him. Well, he did. But he really didn't beat too many other people that way. And by the end, they had no big play pass game whatsoever by the end of the season. It was pathetic, which is why they have a new coordinator. I'm just not convinced the whole thing's going to come together like everybody seems to believe. Limits?
So I had to send in my prediction for the Sports Now group earlier this week, and I was reading over some other people's predictions, and they were all saying 10-2, 10-2. So I said, nah, 10-2 is probably right. I don't want to be like everyone else, though, Joe. I'm going to be like Paul. I think they're going to go 11-1. I think that Ohio State game is very difficult, but it is at home, and if there is a season, if there is a time to win it, it's this time against an Ohio State team that I think is overrated at number 2. They're still a top 5 team in all of college football. Don't think they're the second best team in all of college football, especially at home for Penn State. It's going to be tough. That Wisconsin game on the road, I don't think is that hard. They're going to lose one game. It's just going to happen. But I do believe in Drew Aller. I will be waltzing into West Virginia Stadium with a Drew Aller jersey on my back with the belief of Penn State going 11-1 and making the college football playoff this year.
All right. You guys have more faith in James Franklin than I do.
Well, I don't have faith in James Franklin.
I'm with little intern Dom, who had the hottest take of the year on The Fan, when he said that all these people say every year, oh, Penn State would have been in the playoff if it was expanded. What if they finally expand and they don't make it? Could that be the end of James Franklin? Could it be?
No, because his contract takes him another, like, what, 7 years? And they're not going to want to buy him out for $70
Somebody
million.
Will buy him out. Those guys throw money around like Mulsey in a craft beer house. How about Pitt? What is Pitt's record going to be? Their schedule, as often seems to be the case, is rather simple, Paul, rather easy.
Yeah.
They have one ranked team, and that's number 14, Clemson, and that's in November. That's it. They get Kent State. They stink. Cincinnati, they stink. Youngstown State, they're not even Division I. That's three of their first four games, and the others at home against West Virginia, and then at North Carolina and home against Cal. Who would have ever thought Pitt would play a conference game against Cal? So they have 12 games ahead. What's their record going to be?
Because nothing says Atlantic Coast like Cal.
And SMU.
And Stanford. All right. I think that, you know, they got the new offense, the new high-tech offense. I think their defense should be pretty good. I'm just not sold on the fact that they're really ready to take a big, big step forward. I see this team probably 7-5. I think that if you look at some of their away games, they struggle at UNC. I mean, I think at SMU is a tough game. At Louisville is a tough game. Clemson will be a tough game, you know.
Isn't every game a tough game for Pitt?
I think West Virginia is a tough game. At Cincinnati will be a tough game.
Nippert Stadium. You ever covered a game at Nippert Stadium? Remember
many.
They hand out the little pizzas?
Yes. Yeah, Nippert Stadium. I remember that place. And so anyway, my point is, I look at it and say, those 7 or 8 tough games, they'll probably go like 4-4, you know, 3-4, 4-3, whatever, however many. And so I put them at like 7-5. They'll get to a bowl game, and, you know, it depends on what bowl game they go to. I mean, I could see them being an 8-5 type team this year, where if you're a Pitt fan, you kind of say, well, I guess that sort of is a step forward. But then next year, it has to be a big step forward.
The ceiling was on the floor last year for Pitt. No quarterback play whatsoever. I think Eli Holstein at some point is going to cement this job, even though I like Nate Yarnell. He's probably going to start the week one game. But Narduzzi said they're both going to play, those quarterbacks. That's going to dictate a large portion of this season. 7-5, I think, is realistic because the early non-conference schedule, you're going to beat Kent State. You're going to beat Youngstown State and probably Cincinnati on the road, even though that's a difficult game. So then you only have to win 3 ACC games to be bowl eligible. And a lot of the ACC teams that are on their schedule are not very good. So 7-5, they bounce back, but I'm more concerned about the defense than I am the offense this year.
So what do you got, 7-5?
7-5.
I mean, there's a reason that Pitt is picked 14th in the ACC. I fear that they'll live up to the old adage, and all adages are old, city limits. Did you know that? So that was redundant, what I just said. They'll live up to the adage that if you have 2 quarterbacks, you have none. I think 6-6. I'm even tempted for 5-7, Paul. I think they're going to go on the road and lose some games. I think they're going to lose to West Virginia. I think they're going to lose to North Carolina, Cal, SMU, Clemson, Louisville, maybe Boston College. I think 5-7 is where I'm going to land. How do you like that, city limits?
I would not like it if I'm Pat Narduzzi, that's for sure.
No, I'm going to go up to 6-6. Are they going to win at Boston College?
Yeah, they're not very good.
Neither is Pitt. Let's go through the season. Kent State. You say win or loss, Paul?
They're going to squeak out a win.
Whoa.
Contemplating Kent State, they're going to win, yeah, by far.
Win. At Cincinnati.
Loss.
I think they win by a field goal.
Loss. Home against West Virginia.
Loss.
Loss.
Home against Youngstown State, and don't think it couldn't happen.
Win.
The great Paul Christ once lost to Youngstown
State. Win. It's a win, though.
Win. At North Carolina.
Loss.
Home against Cal.
Win.
Loss. Home against Syracuse.
On a Thursday night.
Win.
Loss.
Win. They've got a week off before it. At SMU.
Loss.
Win.
Loss. Eric Dickerson and Craig James are going to combine for 5,000 yards rushing. Home against Virginia.
Win.
Loss.
Win. Loss at home to Virginia?
Yeah, actually, that one will be a win.
Thank you, City
Limits. Because I'm looking at the schedule that's coming up next.
Home against Clemson.
Loss.
Loss.
Win.
You think it's going to be that stunner game?
Clemson will be in the top. They'll be in the top 10 by then, and that'll be the Pitt upset. The classic Pitt upset. At Louisville.
Loss.
That's a loss.
Loss. At Boston College.
Win.
Loss.
Ah!
And there you go.
Now, was that different from what we predicted?
Probably.
Yeah. No, I think I had him. If you go through, I had him losing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Actually, you're right. I have him 6-6.
All right.
I had him. What did I say before?
You said seven and five. You want to live with that?
I'm going to say they'll beat Cincinnati to make it 7-5. I think they'll be 7-5. How about that?
All right. That didn't come through. That Paul pause. It didn't come through again. It's okay.
There wasn't one. We're already way beyond that.
I tried to use the second hotkey pod, and the second hotkey pod did not work properly.
You're ironically taking a Paul pause during the Paul pause. Forget it. I'm going to land with Pitt at 6-6. Okay, that's my official prediction. Okay.
Okay.
West Virginia, they have the hardest schedule of all. Paul, they open against number 8 Penn State. They got 22 Kansas, 17 Oklahoma State, 18 Kansas State, and 21 Arizona. The Crowleys are in trouble here. I want you to count up the wins here, City Limits.
Okay.
Do you have a writing utensil?
I have a notes app I can use.
So we have to stick to whatever we say here. Win, win, loss, whatever it is. You ready, Paul?
Mm-hmm.
West Virginia opens with Penn State. Paul?
I said before, something just happened here now.
Loss.
No, I said, I said Penn State was going to win easy.
So for West Virginia, it's a loss.
Yeah, absolutely. There's something happening here. Okay, go ahead.
Limits?
Yes, West Virginia, it's a loss against Penn State.
It's a win. At home against
Albany. Wait.
You're picking them?
You're picking West Virginia to win.
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Okay.
I thought you said it was a long day for the Crowleys coming up.
That's only because of the alcohol involved. the Fighting Tony Kornheisers. Didn't he go to Albany? That's where West Virginia, they play host. Are you kidding me? Host to Albany in week 2. We all say that's a win. Yes, Paul?
I'm going with a Fighting Greg Gattusos.
Oh, that's the Gattusos.
Yeah. No,
are you doing it?
No. I'm going with West Virginia. But it'll be an interesting game.
At Pitt. Paul?
At Paul. Pitt.
You already said.
I already said win. West Virginia was going to win that game.
Yeah.
Win West Virginia.
What did I say? Yeah, win West Virginia. Home against 22 Kansas. Paul?
I think that is a loss.
Limitless wonder. We got to go a little faster here.
I think it's a win.
I think it's a win. At Oklahoma State, number 17, the Fighting Mason Rudolphs. Paul?
That's a loss.
Ooh, I also think it's a loss.
It's a loss. October 12th, home against Iowa State, the Fighting Paul Rhodesies. Paul?
Win.
Then home against number 18, Kansas State.
Loss.
Win.
Loss. At number 21, Arizona. Paul?
Loss.
The Fighting Rich Rodriguez's. Didn't he coach there? The Herm Edwards. No, he was at Arizona State. I apologize. Loss. At Cincy, back to Nippert Stadium we go.
Win.
That's a win.
Loss. Home against Baylor.
Loss.
Loss.
Win. Home against UCF. They'll be celebrating their latest mythical national championship right about then.
When?
At Texas Tech.
When?
What do we have for West Virginia? What do we have for the Fighting Crowleys?
You have to give me a moment to count it all up here.
You should have been counting as we went along
counting.
And have the totals already.
I was counting as we went along.
You should have been counting as we went along and have the totals ready. Now you have to take a Paul pause to add this thing up, except the Paul pause is broken.
I think I had him at 75.
You don't have to do the researching statistics. End it with the pause.
Paul, you had him beating what? Pitt, Albany?
Oh, my God.
I had him beating Pitt, Albany, Iowa State.
He doesn't remember.
Pitt has 8 and Paul has 8-4.
Okay. Next,
Joe, you have 9-3.
Mm-hmm.
I have 8-4.
So we all think West Virginia is going to be pretty good, and Neil Brown lives another day, Paul. Right?
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.